From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has narrowed his list of potential Supreme Court nominees to five candidates and will make his decision by July 9th. The president told reporters aboard Air Force One Friday that he might begin interviewing candidates this weekend in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he is spending time with his family at his private golf course.
From day one, I've heard outside of war and peace, of course, the most important decision you make is the selection of a Supreme Court judge, if you get it. And as you know, there have been many presidents that never got a choice. You know, they went 4 years, they went 8 years, and they never had a choice. And here we are at two already.
Trump is seeking to nominate a replacement to succeed retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Two of his final five candidates are women. Canada has announced billions of dollars of retaliatory tariffs against the United States in response to the Trump administration's duties on Canadian steel and aluminum. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said Friday her government did not want to institute these measures, but it has to protect its citizens.
We are acting very much in sorrow, not in anger. But the U.S. tariffs leave Canada no choice but to defend our industries, our workers, and our communities.
The tariffs will take effect July 1st. Some items will be subject to taxes of 10 or 25%. The move comes after President Trump announced a new round of tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.